Wow. Tosin dechor achsanya. Gemara recommends we should always open the thanking our hosts. And tonight, the moment we're at, coming after the last half year, all the more so. Number one, we thank, of course, the highest of hosts. We thank Ribbono Shalom, whose care of us and involvement in our lives we perhaps feel in an even more heightened way than in past years. We thank tonight Rabbi Hagler and the entire leadership of Noam for opening their campus to us. And to Michael and to Sammy, to Jonathan, to Daniel, and to Ed, for all the work that's gone into everything, and for all the untold tens, at least, of hours that went into tonight. Perhaps it's a good moment to thank Ed in particular for the hundreds, maybe very broken, 1,000 hours of work that's gone into this sign-up and countless sign-ups and setting up chairs and resetting chairs and measuring and thinking and planning on behalf of all of us. It's so amazing to have a Shevas Achim. A Shevas Achim in the Chassidish sense, a Shevas Achim in the simple sense. To be sitting together, it's not exactly yet Gam Yachad. We're apart, but together, Baruch Hashem, very much together. And yet we come together with exceptional ambivalence. This is the first large gathering of our shul as a shul, literally since Purim. Sort of lends new meaning to the Yom Kippurim. And that's incredibly exciting. And yet obviously the need to be cautious, the need to be mindful. It's something that should be in our mind generally and certainly tonight. If we probe our ambivalence more, if we dig a little deeper, it's such a simcha to be together, even if it's lachatzan, and yet certainly we're not yet fully together. And if we dig even deeper, such a simcha to be together. It's so exciting to come together as a shul, as a kehila. And yet, sure. Is that better? Okay. Okay. And yet it gets us thinking about Nisan HaTokef. I think back to the Nisan HaTokef of Tashrin Pei. And Miba Magefa was certainly one of those terms that we wrote off in our minds as that's not the part that's relevant nowadays. Who could have imagined the medical impact, the economic impact, the social impact, the emotional impact of that Miba Magefa and what it would be over the course of Tashrin Pei. And it certainly gets us thinking about the tokef of these days, about the substance of Yom Noraim, and the impact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din will have in Mirtz Hashem Latov and Tavshin Peal. It's okay to feel multiple feelings. It's realistic. It's honest. Even when they seem, our feelings seem in contradiction with one another. As a matter of fact, sometimes our Avodas Hashem calls for it. Sometimes our Avodas Hashem expects the power of paradox, the power of paradox as Rav Soloveitchik spoke about so often, that a Jew can hold multiple feelings simultaneously. And for this very paradox, is the Pasuk in Tehillim. The second capital of Tehillim and the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed. V'gilu bir'ada. To be happy and trembling. And the Gemara says, what does that mean? B'mkom gila sham tehira'ada. A Jew can have trembling and happiness in the same place. And the Rashi and the Ritva understand that means, the Gemara is saying, a Jew needs balance. Our Avodas Hashem is healthiest, our Avodas Hashem is deepest, our Avodas Hashem is the most real when we're not silly and also not morose. When we're able to hold on to a Gila and a Ra'ada, a warm, happy, balanced place. Something that's going to come from a mature balancing. The Gemara goes on to speak about actively cultivating that type of balance. Gemara says that the Rabbah, Abaye, were discussing this. He said he's incredibly happy, and yet he's wearing his film. And that was meant to actively seek to get into the right spot. To create that Gilu Bir'ada. And that certainly captures an aspect of our Avodas Hashem right now. Being mindful of safety and Baruch Hashem coming together. And singing and Slichos Gam Yachad. And there's more. Ben Yonah on the Gemara adds a level or two. So it's not just a question of balancing opposites and happening to have opposites together, but the quality and the source of that joy. He says that this contradiction of the Gila and the Ra'ada, he says, by Basar Adam, it's Davar V'Hafacho. Yira and Simcha together. If I'm scared of you, that's going to overtake me. The anxiety is going to overtake me. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einenu came. Year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't shut me down. It doesn't paralyze me. Adarava. Kishadam is bonein bigdul aso. And I appreciate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it generates a yira. Yismach v'yagil ba'osa yira. That year, that awareness and that awe of Ribbono Shel'Olam can generate simcha because it'll drive me to live life properly. Misorer l'kayim ha-mitzvahs. V'sas v'nelas b'kiyuma. That year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will drive me to live properly, and living the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects me to live will be a source of deep satisfaction. He goes on to talk about, you know, the pasuk Gilu Bir'ada begins Ivdus Hashem Biyira. We worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with awe. The Gilu Bir'ada. Ibn Yonah points out, but there's another Ivdus Hashem that we think of more frequently. And they go hand in hand very deliberately. Ivdus Hashem Biyira, Ivdus Hashem B'Simcha. In the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this paradox is not a contradiction. And the Yira can feed into a very healthy and profound simcha. And it's going to drive my avoda deeper. And Rabbi Yonah goes on to say that it's a question of where is my simcha coming from. Rabbi Yonah understands it wasn't just that Abaye was very happy and also was wearing tefillin. Because you know, Abaye was explaining according to Rabbi Yonah, yo, I'm happy because I'm wearing tefillin. Abaye, Rabbi Yonah says, he had been sick for quite some time, was unable to wear tefillin, and he was coming back to mitzvahs. Certainly something that, thinking over the last couple of months, we've had that in stages, coming back more and coming back more. Abaye hadn't been wearing tefillin. Forget about not coming to shul. The davening shachar of that tefillin for days, maybe for weeks. And now, Baruch Hashem, he was healthy. And he said, I'm so, you know why I'm happy? It's not just a shallow happiness. Not anything fleeting. Simcha shel mitzvah. Something real. A simcha that's based in something profound and something real. Connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's something that can encompass a simcha and a yira in a productive way. And it's this blessed paradox that our Kehillah has confronted, has embraced for the past 7, 8, 9 years. In the social hall of Beth Abraham, in the ballroom of Keter Torah, in the outdoors of Yeshivat Noam, they've come together year and again to open slichas, to open the heightened aspect of Yir HaShamayim, Nei HaRachim V'Aslichas, with this balanced blend. Ivdos Hashem B'Yira, V'Gilu B'Ra'ada, Ivdos Hashem B'Simcha, V'Olafana V'Ernana. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts our rich, multi-layered avoda, Kabbalah Satfilas, tonight, and throughout the upcoming weeks. Shetaka B'Zolcha to see Kabbalah Satfilas B'Chalal and B'Frat, the tefillah which we will say in 6 nights from now, Tichla Shana V'Kil Oseha, Tachal Shana, U'Birch Oseha. Let's begin this next layer of our avoda together.